Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
They like brown people more than Caucasian, so they just go to me, and depending on how you interact, if they trust you, then they will have a chat and raise their concerns. They're not really accommodating to everyone, especially I'd call it as far as I can see.
Ito ang natatanging karanasan ng isang Filipino-New Zealander na travel nurse at magdadalawang taon nang nagtatrabaho dito sa Australia na si Lindel Cuevas na tubong Cagayan de Oro City sa Pilipinas. Kwento niya, namangha siya sa ipinakitang pagtitiwala ng mga katutubo sa Australia nang siya ay unang mapunta sa Thursday Island sa loob ng 3 buwan.
Usually, I tell you what's on their mind. If they trust you, like when I work in the hospital, they usually tell me what's going on and ensure that they're taken care of as well. Whilst in the hospital, but outside socially, they usually very accommodating as well. They say hi, hello to you when you passed by. Because I was doing jogging in there for about 3 months as well. So they see me all the time doing jogs, and they just wave at me and say hi when they pass their house. So it's fun. I just wave at them back.
Dagdag nito, habang tumatagal siya sa komunidad, naunawaan niya ang galaw at pakiramdam ng mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islander people. Kaya masaya siya sa tiwalang ipinagkaloob ng mga ito habang siya ay nakadestino sa lugar.
Because they're really, really protective of their own as well. They got their culture as well to take into consideration. And the same as in the Philippines, we got their tribe head. We got also tribe head. Whatever their tribe head says, they usually follow. So you go to them as well if you have hard time communicating with a patient.
Ibinahagi din niya ang ilang mga tagpo na natulungan ng nurse silang may mga dinaramdam.
Because usually they don't really open up their concerns if they have a problem with their, especially if their health. I got the experience once when their family came. They just came because one of their kids is unwell. And then what I think is they trust me more, and then they open up that they point to their past father that he's been unwell for a while and he's not seeing a doctor. Then I explained to them that you need to see one just in case. So I checked them up, and then I said, I just told them that this is not normal. We can do something before this gets worse. And then they agreed, and then I put them in the system as well, put in the system so that the doctor will have to see them. Yeah, sometimes they don't really open up to what they are, like if they are unwell or not. They just go through with it like normal Filipino people in the Philippines. You only go to the hospital if you're dying. So yeah, they don't really just go just for checkup. So I just encourage them, and it's just a feeling that feeling for me that they trust me. It's a good feeling as well, because if they trust you, then you're more likely to influence them to do a medical checkup.
Ang Thursday Island ay isang maliit na isla na matatagpuan sa Torres Strait sa hilagang bahagi ng Queensland, malapit sa Papua New Guinea. Kilala ang isla sa mayamang kultura ng Torres Strait Islanders at sa kasaysayan nito sa pangingisda at pearling industry. Tinatawag din itong TI ng mga residente at biyahero. Ayon sa mga otoridad, ang pangunahing transportasyon papunta sa isla ay sa pamamagitan ng eroplano mula Cairns patungong Horn Island at ferry papunta sa Thursday Island. Patuloy na dinarayo ng mga turista ang lugar dahil sa tropical nitong klima at natatanging kultura. Mula Cairns, kailangan ng 2 hanggang 3 oras na biyahe ng eroplano at ferry para makarating sa isla, habang 5 hanggang 7 oras naman kapag galing ka sa Brisbane, ang kabisera ng Queensland. Si Lindel ay higit isang dekada ng nurse sa New Zealand bago mapunta sa Australia taong 2024. Kaya itinuturing niya na isang malaking adventure ang madistino sa ospital sa remote area dito sa bansa. Ibinahagi din niya na sobra siyang namangha sa iba't ibang hayop na kanyang nakikita sa isla.
I haven't seen, like, especially the animals in Australia are quite different from New Zealand. We don't have sharks there in New Zealand, so I rarely see sharks or crocodiles. So in Australia, I frequently see sharks or crocodiles and just take a video of them. Oh, there's sharks. crocodiles. And also, an experience-wise, I got to see the view of Australia from anywhere, from everywhere I go to. So it's quite nice just to absorb this area and have walks as well. Up in whereabouts? Up in like bushes. Yeah, some people like to walk around.
Dahil sa tiwalang nakamit, dagdag pa ng travel nurse, hindi lang niya nakita ang mga hayop, natikman pa niya ito.
They also got this picnic stuff as well, so they invite you to eat what they prepare. So you get to taste as well their cuisine, because they love actually turtles. So I haven't tasted turtle. The first time I tasted a turtle, that's fun. Also, usually Philippines, we eat turtles as well, but it's up in Siargao, but I haven't been there. It's quite good. They like seafood stuff, so they prepare mostly seafood, because that's what up in Thursday Island, because that's where I've met some indigenous people there as well. So because they're close to the sea, so more of their cuisine is more on seafood as well. Mm-hmm. Sharks, they love sharks.
Have you tried sharks?
And fish. Yeah, I got tasted the shark. It's quite good, actually. It's different from normal fish. It's quite nice to taste as well, the cuisine for other people.
Emergency, maternity at pediatrics care ang specialization ni Lindell bilang isang nurse. Kaya nang madistino sa malaking ospital sa Thursday Island, maraming pasyente ang kanyang nakasalamuha. Ikinwento din niya ang health condition doon.
Care-wise, because it's quite far, so they rarely have this opportunity to go see a doctor to be provided by medical care because of the location itself. It's a bit remote. So when they get sick, they get really, really sick quickly, because mm-hmm. they don't go to the clinics to have a checkup or something like that. In the clinics as well, they don't have blood tests that they do regularly. So when they do blood tests, they send it off. It'll take about a couple of days before it comes back and we know what's going on. So so when they come to the clinic in some of the islands there, they really, really become sick. And then they send off to us in Thursday Island to manage. And then if we can't manage it, we send them off to the main hospital in Cairns for ICU admission.
Sa tatlong buwan na pakikibahagi bilang nurse sa komunidad ng Torres Strait Islander people, natutunan ni Lindell ang maraming bagay na sana yakapin din ng iba habang pagsisilbihan sila.
I'm happy to serve them as well. Learn to put yourself in their shoes. So you need to understand their situation, that mm-hmm. not all of them really trust. Some of them doesn't trust the healthcare system as well. So slowly, some people are getting educated from indigenous people. They're trying to encourage more of their fellow people as well to encourage them to see a medical treatment. Apart from understanding, you need to explain as well what your job is. You don't need to speak medical jargons and stuff like that, because it'll be more confused than usual. Explaining it as a layman's term will be easier for them to understand as well. Mm-hmm. And some of them doesn't believe in oral medication, mm-hmm. stuff like Panadol or Nurofen for pain or antibiotics. So I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. what I usually say, I don't really convince them, but I really just share that it might not work, but it might help. Just tell them that it helps relieve the pain or mm-hmm. helps bacteria from not growing. They will easily understand that, rather than convincing them that this is the treatment, stuff like that. Is it medical? It's been studied. They just don't really care.
Maliban sa kultura, magagandang tanawin at mabubuting kalooban ng mga katutubo doon. Sa kanyang pagpunta, napagyaman din ito ang kanyang kaalaman.
I was shocked to see that there's also Japanese people there mix in with the indigenous people.
Because
you get to learn you get to learn stories as well, because Thursday Island was an area where Japanese passed through during the war, and some of them stayed in that island. They mix in with the indigenous, so they're already mixed Japanese and indigenous in there. It's quite fascinating to see that mixture of different cultures. And I got this very Japanese-looking person. It's quite funny because there's a Japanese-looking person who doesn't know Japanese. He only speaks indigenous language and English. There's actually one Filipino area there as well, one of the islands. I heard the story as well. I think they started the Filipino race there started because there's a fisherman who went from Philippines, traveled down in that area under the top, and decided to reside in that island there. That was ages ago, during the World War era.
Aminado si Lindel, isang malaking karangalan na makapagbigay ng serbisyo sa komunidad ng Thursday Island. Di umano mababayaran ang kanyang karanasang pinagkatiwalaan siya ng mga First Nations habang siya ay naroon. At mas nakakatabang puso dahil nakamarka pala sa kanila ang alagang Filipino.
Oh, you're a Filipino. Yeah, I got to know a Filipino once who was here a couple months back. Okay. They're pretty good at their work, and said, "Oh, okay. If they say they're pretty good at work, you're obliged to do more when you arrive, because you don't want to, leave the Filipino what made a bad name as well. So yeah, you need to if they've seen a Filipino's doing the job, and you need to top it up when you arrive. So yeah.
Oh wow.
Habang sinusulat ang kwentong ito, si Lindel Cuevas ay nasa Amata, isang malayong komunidad ng mga katutubo sa hilagang kanlurang bahagi ng South Australia, sa APY Lands, humigit kumulang 1,000 kilometers mula sa Adelaide at malapit sa hangganan ng Northern Territory. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.